Exodus 14 verse 21, the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind. Let me cut to the chase tonight, folks. Some of you may have heard of the Protestant wind, some of you may not. For those who haven't, let me fill you in. The Protestant wind was sent by Almighty God in 1588 and in 1688. And do you know, whenever King William came across the English Channel in 1688, it was because the Lord had sent, guess what? An east wind. An east wind. A wind from the east. You see, there were Roman Catholic churches and priests who were offering masses so that William wouldn't come. And they were offering these masses and hoping for a westerly wind to keep William from the shores of the United Kingdom. But you know, there were people who were praying. There were born again believers, true Protestants. I'm not talking about people who get drunk on the 12th of July and, you know, wear a badge, proud to be a prod. That's not a true Protestant. But I'm talking about people who believed the Bible, people who knew Christ as their Savior, people who were washed in the blood. They were praying to God that God would change the direction of the wind. You see, the wind was westerly. And William wasn't able to come to our shores because of this westerly wind. But because God's people got to prayer, the wind direction changed. And just as God sent an easterly wind in Exodus 14 that divided the Red Sea and brought his people out, so in 1688, God sent an east wind, and William and his armada sailed across the English Channel and brought deliverance to our nation. There are some people who say, so what? What relevance has it? You're talking about something that happened 300 or more years ago, 300 plus years ago. I mean, get up to date, you're old fashioned. Talking about things that happened centuries ago. Well, folks, I want to tell you tonight that what happened in 1688 has a lot of relevance for us today. And if William had not come, and if he had not brought about that glorious revolution, then we would be in darkness today. We would not be meeting in a church this beautiful summer Sunday evening. No, the chances are we'd be meeting in a chapel. And there'd be an altar, so-called, at the front here. And there'd be a priest, and he'd be waving about a censer, and there'd be incense, and there'd be Hail Marys and all the rest of it. And we'd be in the darkness of popery tonight. If it had not been for Jehovah, God Almighty, sending an east wind in 1688. I hope that you now can see and understand why it is so important to give God thanks for the past. Now, that's all we say at the moment. I'll come back to it later on as we finish the message and say more about that and why what happened in 1688 is so important. But what about 1588? Because I mentioned that. Because that year, God also sent a Protestant wind. 1588, of course, is the year of the Spanish Armada. And King Philip of Spain, he wanted to reclaim England for the Pope and for Romanism. And you see, the Lord had brought about the Reformation. We've mentioned it already tonight. It had started in Germany, and then it had come across to England and Scotland. And there was men like John Knox were being used, and other men were being used to fuel the fires of Reformation in our nation. And boy, King Philip of Spain, he was raging mad. And he made it his ambition to restore England to popery. He was going to knock Elizabeth I off her throne. 1688, God sent an east wind that brought William of Orange across the Channel and brought deliverance to our nation, civil and religious liberty, the light of the gospel. But in 1588, God did the opposite because he destroyed those who were trying to come across the Channel. William got across safely because of the east wind, because of the Protestant wind. But 100 years previous to that, Spain with its armada was destroyed. All the ships were scattered. And it was because the Lord that we worship tonight blew with his Protestant wind. If the Spanish armada had defeated our own navy in 1588, we would be in darkness tonight. We would not have an open Bible. We would not know that Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, but he washed it white as snow. The God of creation sent the wind. God stepped in. Don't you think that that's cause for thanksgiving? Is it any wonder that there are platform services across Ulster on the 12th of July to give God thanks for what he has done?